And we are go. Hi everybody, welcome back to Stargate Oversight. We've run into another problem yet again, where...
What could that be?
See, this problem that we've run into is that the Deep State has assassinated, or attempted to assassinate Ryan once again, but on this occasion, Hope sort of like, did a get down Mr. President on you?
Oh, I thought I was missing my weekly assassination attempt.
Hope is thankfully alive, but is recovering in an undisclosed location.
Oh, good for her.
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is a unusual one now. This is just a Arctisher and Ryan episode.
It is a first time,
yes.
Wow. Hope's always keeping us down.
Now we'll find out.
When she hears it, she's gonna kill us.
Now we'll find out whether or not it's me or Hope who derailed these episodes.
I know. Thank you for not even insinuating that it was me.
It's never you that derails them, Ryan.
Well, speaking of,
I'm Arctisha Frost, and my pronouns are she and her.
I'm Ryan, and my pronouns are he and him.
Well, that's really interesting, but...
Shut up, you big bald fuck. Mm.
Yeah? Oh, wow. That's a... Hey, I have like one of
that's
the most
true.
Luscious
you have a lot
heads
of hair.
Of
that's correct. Well, like, you know who are a bunch of bald fucks?
Big bald fucks.
Actually, they're not really that big. They're kind of twinkish, but...
I don't want to think about that anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about the Stargate Season 2 episode One False Step, which, this is a weird one.
It's... Someone had an idea.
It's also an episode that's completely shattered my, like, theory of Season 2 so far.
Oh?
My theory of Season 2 so far is we had sort of, like, the Windows effect. In which we had, like, one dog shit episode followed by, like, one really good episode. And now we just have this one where I'm like, I don't even know what to think about this episode. This is just weird.
This is too weird to be dog shit, but too weird to be good. It's kind of in that spectrum of... Okay.
No, I just spent the entire episode just being, huh? Huh? What the fuck?
What? Who? Why?
See.
Well, anyway, this is an episode called One Full Step, and the One Full Step was never wrote it.
Kind of, yeah. So we sort of begin with they're sending a UAV through the gate. You know, all of their war crimes so far finally earned them a kill streak.
I was literally. UAV ready.
Damn, it's crazy it's taken this long for them to get the kill streak, right? You would have thought after blowing up two of Apophis' ships, they would have got the kill streak then, really, right? More than got it, in fact.
After the budget cuts, the kill streaks take a bit longer to acquire.
Yeah. Turns out you can kill, like, the entire army of one of your main enemies, and that's still not enough for a fucking kill streak.
If you do it in one go. If you do it in one go, it only counts as one.
God damn it. Yeah, devs are still working on that
one. UAV is, of course... Yeah. So anyway, the UAV does what every UAV does at all unmanned
each
drone does in Stargate. And fucking immediately eat shit for
yes.
no reason.
Well, so yeah, they're like, we've got this fancy new UAV here, and we're gonna test to see how good it is at long-range reconnaissance. And the answer is...
Oh,
not very good.
Just like all the rest.
So yeah, they send it through. They're getting some mapping data of the planet that they're going to be exploring. They notice some sort of strange heat signatures, and that they start to lose signal. Carl, like, tries to play flight sim, but she's just not very good at it.
Nah, she doesn't have the flight. She doesn't have the.
Accidentally, like 9/11, some fungus people.
And then the focuses of our episode show up. So suddenly the UAV, by the way, gets perfect The camera perfectly fixes itself just in time for...
Oh yeah. Like, we see later on in this episode that this UAV is completely in pieces, but the camera is fine, apparently.
Yeah. But the camera was broken right up until the moment where it needed the shot.
Yes.
But as soon as the shot was needed, a lovely, creepy, weirdy, pink, naked man shows up. And just goes,
yep, ooh, that's mine, thank you.
Into the lens, and then fucks
up. Yeah, when they eventually do go through the gate, they do a dumb little joke of, ha ha ha, Daniel's like, huh, oh, wow, I feel like I've been here before. Do you get it? All of these sets we record on look exactly the fucking same. It's back. Yeah, we're back again with the Vancouver Tourism Board.
Literally, Tim's like, yes, yesterday when we were here. And Daniel's like, yeah, huh, yeah, definitely. That's what I meant.
Daniel, you have two options. You have an episode entirely filmed on Cheyenne Mountain Base. You have the Vancouver Tourism Board. Or we can borrow, like, the quarry in Wales from Doctor Who.
And if we do another episode on Cheyenne Mountain Base, it's just going to be another quarantine episode, because that's what every single episode on Cheyenne Mountain Base becomes. And even when it's not a quarantine episode, it becomes someone is basically attacking the base, and we all have to lock down the base anyway, so it basically becomes a quarantine episode.
We had the disease that turns you into a rapist. We had, we had the ghoul, Kowalski.
No. It releases your base instincts, which means apparently.
Yeah, we had the Kowalski becoming ghoulded.
Ghoulded.
We had the orb episode.
Oh yeah, it was the orb indeed.
Don't you see? The orb is our lives now. To destroy the orb would be to destroy our very purpose, so if we wish to live long, meaningful lives, the orb must not be destroyed.
So they're walking around this definitely not just a foggy day in Vancouver! And they find a probably not made of styrofoam.
That was my note, being like, yeah, these plants look a lot like styrofoam. Yeah, this is like some like and 60s. This is like some 60s Doctor Who set design here.
It's like some fucking Star Trek Season 1. And it's like covered in green goo for some reason.
And Jack's wearing a shitload of black eyeliner.
Oh, yeah. Daniel's.
Yeah. They bring back the sneezing.
Because Daniel sneezing is entirely dependent on the episode.
He did the sneezing thing like once in like season one during the opening.
Well, it's like they explained that he got over it because of blah blah blah, but then it just keeps popping up again. It's like, dude, what? Are you over it? Or are you not? But yeah, so they follow somehow. The UAV was tracked, even though it was completely trashed to bits. They knew which way it went.
Don't worry about it.
And they just start walking in the direction.
Yeah, we see. Yeah, they start walking in that direction, and then we see that. Unfortunately, the Shire has undergone austerity.
Oh god! Oh god! Oh my god! That's what this is, isn't it? It's like fucking backwards Shire.
Unfortunately. They sold off Bag End and most of Hobbiton to like a. they sold it off to like Barrett Holmes. They demolished everything.
They find the cancerous state of Hobbiton.
There's black mold everywhere. Yeah. It's been on Holmes Under the Hammer recently.
So while they're like sort of looking at it, this. Fucking creepy.
He's back, baby!
That just pops up out of the ground and goes.
Yeah, he's just weird. He's making weird noises. And like Jack was looking at their settlement with like binoculars and he's like mimicking like Jack's like hand motions.
He's just wiggling his head as well. It's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, they're all like, hey, this is crazy. Let's go follow this guy. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to learn from these people?
Well, they're a nudist colony, and they all live in Minecraft starter homes.
They also run like they've never, learned to run.
Yeah. What if we took, every stereotype about, native people, aboriginal people, and then just sort of made them kind of gay?
But also just not? But also asexual? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I can only describe them as being weird naked men running around doing gay noises.
I can't dispute that. Fuck.
Yeah, they sort of arrive at the settlement, and turns out there's not just one weird naked guy.
Several.
Yeah, also, none of them address the fact that it's just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, and
you mentioned that thing, in the episode, it is actually possibly that they might actually do some kind of asexual reproduction, maybe, then?
Maybe. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Huh.
It's it's completely unremarked upon that there's just a bunch of naked dudes hanging around.
I will say, when I first saw, the bit where they walk into the village and it, does the big sky cam over everyone, and I saw all these, little balls on the ground, I'm like, are those eggs?
Oh, God.
That was my first thought.
That would have been a weird episode if it had been eggs.
My first thought was, oh, is that how they reproduce?
They hatch as fully formed adult naked dudes with paint on them.
You look around the other side of the mountain, of this area, and there's all just a load of normal guys in suits. Oh yeah, they just choose to live like that. Really
yeah, these guys are anarcho-primitivists. We've got, a normal city just right around the corner.
They also just really hate women, so I don't know how to
Yeah, we have the world's most misogynist anarcho-primitivists. Yeah, it all started one day when we joined their Discord server, and we said, if anarcho-primitivist, how come Discord? And they rose up to our challenge and started living in these weird rock houses.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're normal. They're normally incredibly passive. They don't really like to hurt anybody. Except the second they see someone going towards any kind of farming equipment, they all beat the guy to death.
Yeah. Anyway, so they meet the people, and Daniel does that thing where he raises his hand, "Hello, me, Daniel
Hello,
Jackson."
Hello, I am Daniel Jackson. As if they would understand,
Yeah, and then they all just kind of go brah, brah, brah.
Yeah, they're
brah,
still
brah.
Just making weird noises.
No. They're not making any noises.
Oh, right, you're right. They're just doing, they're just mouthing things.
Mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I can't quite mimic them doing that about making a noise because this is audio. Oh, yeah, they just kind of mimic Daniel's mouth movements. And then it's maybe you should smile. And Tilk does his fucking, massive, smile. And then they all kind of just mimic it, but of course not as cool
exactly.
as our boy Tilk.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel's being just such a typical man, right? You're just trying to mind your own business, just going about your day, and some fucking guy just don't even know comes up to you and just says, hey, have you tried smiling? I think you should smile for me.
Yeah. Also, they just sort of start surrounding them, these creepy naked pink men, and just start touching them. And then one of them just takes Daniel's knife.
Yeah, remember kids, you can reach for a soldier's knife. You paid for that soldier, and that soldier belongs to you, and so does his knife.
But yeah, so Carter tries to get it back, and Daniel sneezes and the kid just slices Carter's hand.
Yeah, I know these weird people that aren't quite human, but at the same time, there's none of them ever fucking sneezed.
I guess. I really don't get this episode.
But like Daniel, you know, he's determined. He's like, okay, yeah, there might be a language barrier in the fact that they have no language.
This really feels like colonizing, like showing up and like to a race of people that literally has nothing in common with you and trying to like.
Yeah, well, the difference is when we did this in real life, we showed up to places where they actually did have language and culture, and we pretended that they didn't.
Oh, sorry, you know what I mean. Yeah, I assume this group has their own culture.
Their culture seems to involve like making wailing noises and tea posing in caves.
So they're Zuma humor.
No, but seriously, like when Daniel goes into the cave to like communicate with them, there's just a bunch of dudes like in the background and they're just tea posing.
But. And then like they just kind of make some drawings in the sand, and Daniel's like, oh my god, they're smart, because they can draw.
Yeah.
And then Daniel starts fucking doing this weird dance where he fucking runs around like a plane.
And they're all just sort of looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
I don't get what Daniel's thinking here. I really don't get... This is the episode where they're trying to show that Daniel's like, you know, his...
he's got autism, that's what they're trying to show.
Well, you know what I mean. Daniel's job title was technically the person who like speaks ancient cultures and things like that. Like, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing he hasn't done for years is just shit people yeah. now. But they're trying to show that Daniel does that.
A true American, finally.
Very insulting.
They also like start putting the paint on Daniel as well.
Mm.
Which he like goes back to the others and tells them like, ah, this funky paint that they use, it like turns, it like makes a second skin.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So you could say it's sort of like their two skin.
Okay. But yeah, they just start dying.
Well, not quite yet. Well, no, they first start talking about how it's weird. They don't have any, like, tools or languages. And then Daniel, like, tells Jack off for being racist. Stop calling them primitive!
Yeah. It's like, and then there's like Jack looks at him and goes, dude, they're literally walking around naked and fucking, yeah, like...
Jack immediately, like speech 100, turns Daniel into a racist.
Oh, come on, man. I just said, welcome to Rivachol. It's a lorry driver thing.
But yeah, then apparently, like they figure out what Daniel meant by, like, the weird plane thing. And they bring up, like, the crushed pieces of the UAV.
Yeah, somehow they figure out that a UAV... has a wings that go brrrr after one of the machines.
I mean, I guess like they were like sort of huddling around being like, what the fuck, dude? And then that one guy was like, hey, that thing kind of did that. And we don't know what this thing is and we don't know who they are. So like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. But while Daniel and Jack are having this discussion, one of them just fucking
vaccinated question mark?
Yeah, one of them just keels over, and then it's like, oh no, what's happening? And then another one keels over.
It's a died suddenly COVID vaccine injury, of course.
Yep, heart disease. Anyway, deep state.
Colonel, cover up. A heart attack. So,
and his age and his profession could only be one thing, Colonel. I agree. COVID vaccine.
My God, Jack. The la la li lo lo. They've got him with the COVID vaccine. Okay, no, nothing. All right.
No, I'm just like Jesus Christ. Like that wasn't a nothing. That was a my face just went. Oh God.
Oh God, could you imagine like some weird, like, alt-right child, like, doing a remake of Metal Gear Solid 2, but making it about the COVID. In fact, no, just like Metal Gear Solid 1 and making it about the COVID vaccine.
They wouldn't do Metal Gear Solid 2 because Ryan was too pretty boy. You know it. You fucking know it.
Yeah, but well, that depends on what, like, that depends on, like, what sort of cohort of, like, weird right-wing dudes there are. Because there are, there is, like, the small sort of portion of weird, like, Nazi dudes who also really love fanboys.
Oh, I don't think that's a small portion.
Well, I don't think, like, the majority of, like, Nazis.
I just don't think, they talk about it to everyone. If I go quiet, it's because I've literally just walked in from work and I'm eating my dinner as I do.
Yeah, yeah, a little known fact that the history books don't often talk about was Hitler's, like, huge cohort of, like, fanboys.
The battalion of fanboys?
Yes, and, like...
And this battalion will go out on the Blitzkrieg, and this battalion will go out on the place, and this battalion will stay in my bedroom.
They
will
go, they're guarding me! What?
They watch me as I sleep. Shut up.
Yes, Himmler and Goering, they are absolutely necessary.
So we don't have the budget. Why are they paid this much? Because they deserve it! I'm just imagining the reason the Nazis failed is because the budget was just destroyed.
Mein Führer, what is the Blitz peg?
You knew it was one of our secret projects.
Damn it.
Okay, we're derailing like that.
My god, femboys, oh, it can't be.
A weapon for mass femboys.
For more information on Hitler's secret fanboy army, see the documentary Helsing Ultimate. Or just watch the History Channel. It's on there somewhere.
Yes! You got all... Yes, Snake! You got all of the Chad genes, while I got all of the soy femboy genes!
As you can see, it's made me weak and small. I don't have a beard like you do, because I'm a soy!
That's why I must, myself and the genome soldiers, must get Big Boss's body, so that we are no longer soyjacks!
And then Snake's just like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I just worked out! like, no, it's your fault! Wait, like, dude, have you can just go to the gym.
Yeah, then it's, no, sort, of, then it's sort of like cuts to, like, grainy stock footage, but instead it's like an InfoWars, like, have you heard of brain pills? Yeah. Brain pills.
No, seriously. Grainy stock footage of Alex Jones in Metal Gear would fit so well. You gotta get the brain pill! Like, and then just fucking like assholes like, see?
You don't understand, Snake! They're demons! Goddamn demons!
Are they part of the frogs game?
The frogs?
Yeah, the frogs. The secret military wing of...
You expect me to believe that they're turning the frogs gay and nobody noticed?
Nobody knows the Snake. Nobody wants to notice.
So, I think we have the answer to the question, who causes derailments, me or Hope? I think it might be you.
You started talking about Metal Gear. I was lost. I couldn't like. I feel like what happens is the derailments depend on what. If we're talking about stuff I like, I derail.
Yeah, I played Metal Gear Solid 2 again recently.
I need to play. I need to play again. But anyway, Star.
So yeah, Metal Gear Oversight. Yeah, no.
Oh, that sounds like a great game. I would play the hell out of Metal Gear Oversight.
Yeah, it's just like the mother base management.
No, it's like, you know, like the idea of like the military oversight, but of the Metal Gear universe. It'd be so fucking ridiculous. It's like, wait, what did you do? Wait, what's going
on? Okay, and you're telling me that half of your squad was wiped out by a homosexual vampire?
and his name is Vamp. And he's a real vampire. Well, he could be. He could be. But anyway, after they after all these pink people start dying en masse, they send in the quarantine.
So you're saying the president is a man named Die Hard Man?
Oh my god, I can't leave. I'm not allowed to leave. Wait a minute. Are you saying the head of the entire army is called the boss?
Are you telling me the director of the CIA is a literal motherfucker named Hot Cold Man?
And wait, the person you're using to cover up, like, you know, our war crimes is called fucking Skullface?
Well, you see, Snake, they call me Skullface because my face slightly resembles that of a skull. It's quite ableist if you think about it, really.
Skullface sues for, like, workplace harassment.
Like, what, who the fuck is he suing? I mean, Zero's basically fucking comatose this whole time. So he's just, like, suing, like, ChatGPT at this point.
We need to talk about the episode, Frosty. So anyway, after all the pink people start keeling over and just randomly dying, they send in the quarantine crew to check things out.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is the quarantine crew shows up and then fucking, Carter's lesbian
Frasier.
Wife.
Frasier.
Frasier just shows up and immediately takes off the quarantine.
Yeah, I love that, because, like, they don't even know if, like, the SG-1 is even sick yet. So they're like, oh, we're wearing quarantine gear. You're not. You don't get any.
Well, though, the thing is...
Yeah, if you aren't already infected, we'll make sure that you are.
And the people wearing quarantine gear show up and take off the quarantine.
Yeah, that's okay. They walked outside. Rah. As we all know, if you walk slightly far away from the people who are sick, no illness has ever been airborne before.
Just breathe in there, and that fixes the problem. But yeah, so after a while, Jack says, oh yeah, the plant, the UAV ran into a plan, and Jack says, I've been sneezing, and Carter's like, I cut myself. Like, they're all trying to give, like, a reason of, like, maybe they caused it, like, you know, by being humans and having infections.
And Frasier's just, like, straight to business, like, shut the fuck up, I don't give a shit, I'm going to those people, and I'm going to, like, actually examine them.
He's like, can you not just give me random fucking things? We're gonna use science, and then the other people are like, science? That...
Yeah, Daniel just starts talking some autistic shit about, like, the Starfighter. And everyone's like, Daniel, we don't fucking care. We're trying to help these people.
Like, Daniel, people are dying. We're staring you.
Hey, Jack, you ever thought it's crazy that the guy who invented the Galil was called Balashnikov?
Fucking weird. But yeah, Frasier makes the decision to take one of them back to the base without any
quarantine. Yeah, we're gonna kidnap this dude.
Without any
quarantine. Oh yeah, they just bung this guy straight onto a stretcher while, like, all of the other, like, naked people are just, like, really panicked and concerned because, like, these weird people in, like, strange suits have just shown up and kidnapped one of their dudes.
Well, as far as they're aware, the suits aren't their suits. They're just like, let's just
suit. Yeah, these weird robots have shown up and, like, kidnapped one of their guys.
Yeah, but, like, the part that gets me is they take him back, or them back, and they don't quarantine the guy they just took off who's dark. Like, what the hell are you doing? you need to have this guy in like a sealed container or something.
Also, yeah, they aren't wearing, and when they're getting back to like the actual base, they're also not wearing any protective gear in like the medical area at all.
No, they're not.
Absolutely worst quarantine procedure ever.
But yeah, they basically just like, you know, do the whole, all right, put him on a bed, give him some oxygen, look at him, and it's like, you know, all right.
Okay, what is fun though is that when they do bring him back, they show him just being like absolutely fucking bewildered by like looking around and seeing all this shit.
Just like, what the
yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why are there loads of like stars on the ceiling? That's crazy.
But and yeah, so then we cut back to Jack and Teal just, I don't know, walking along.
I'm not sick. I think this is not sick. Walking... I'm not sick. Yeah, Jack.
I'm sick.
Jack died suddenly. Vaccinated? Question mark.
That's yeah. The end of Stargate. Jack dies, and
the SGC cover up this very obvious death caused by COVID vaccine injury. Yeah.
But yeah, so what actually happens is Jack has a fucking like headache and collapses, and he goes, I want to get closer to the thing that's causing this.
Oh, I'm totally fine, by the way. And Jack's like, no, you are not.
Yeah. And then we cut back to the medicine bay where they're going to do an ultrasound, and the most annoying sound
I have ever
heard.
I don't have a drop of it, but he's just being like,
It's literally like someone, oh god, like,
oh god, no, you're right.
What the hell are you?
It's like the most racist doing? Like imitation of a Native what American child you've ever heard. Doing?
It's a massively high pitched like warbling noise, and it's like,
actually no, I know how I would describe it. It's sort of, it's not like that. It's like someone who hasn't heard that before, but has had it like vaguely described to them.
No, it's in Alvin and the Chipmunks version of that, like when they sped it up and like. But anyway, he just literally like goes. It goes on for way too long.
Yeah.
All right. I just immediately paused the episode. Like,
okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, no,
yeah. He's too freaked out by the ultrasound. So we'll give him another kind of test that's way less intrusive and definitely wouldn't cause him to freak out. An MRI.
Yeah. Which. You know, apparently seems
now,
to
be now, everybody, if you've never had an MRI before, as someone who has had one before, I can guarantee you it's one of the most terrifying medical exams you could possibly have, short of, like, them actually, like, sticking a tube up your asshole. Like, you are...
I've never had an MRI. I've had a CT scan, and that
you are completely enclosed within this very claustrophobic machine. There's a bright light above you. There's a bunch of just like loud whirring. You cannot move. Well, you mean you can move, but you're not allowed to move. You have to lie there perfectly still. Like, all of this is going on, and you are in there for like several minutes, and it feels like fucking hours. It is horrible. Yeah. And apparently for this guy, it's totally fine.
Apparently for this guy, it's fine. I mean, you find out why the ultrasound is so bad.
Yeah, but the MRI reality, would cause the same thing.
I was about to say.
It's fucking
reality,
loud.
It would cause the same thing. The trouble is, I don't think the people who wrote the show
think they just never had one. Yeah, one medical consultant on the team would have fixed this.
Yeah. Because it's like, ultrasound has sound, right? don't know sound.
Yeah, we go back to Daniel. He's watching some naked man give a plant an erection, it seems.
And then the mushroom of life.
Yeah, and then as soon as, like, Daniel's like being all voyeuristic on it, it like shrinks away, you know, gets embarrassed.
Yeah, hides in the cold. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone is like.
And
at this point, everyone's fucking sick.
At this point, Yeah, and at this point, I'm like, is that their
Yeah, we don't know what it is. But yeah, Jack shows up, and he's immediately being the worst guy ever.
just really aggressive for no reason.
He's just being incredibly mean to Daniel and everyone else.
But basically, the guy doesn't like the tone they're having with each other, and I'm like,
yeah, what? He doesn't like that Jack is being mean to all of them.
And it's like, and what are they specifically saying? Yeah. Tone. And that's when I started to go like, oh, fuck off.
And for God's sake, yeah, no, you're right.
And, but yeah, so basically he does the whole, he smiles, smile, smile, smile. And that's how they sort of like decide to not be angry anymore, because the guy has smiled at them creepily.
Indeed, yes. But yeah, Tiak is sent to go back home, tell dad that everything's gone really bad here.
Yeah, and they decide to go back to, well, this episode is just cut back. Like, I feel like I'm saying they cut back to the Stargate Command in the medical bay.
Yeah, they've,
Where Hammond is like,
well, they find that, like, these guys have, like, their heart in, like, their abdomen.
Yeah, and it's more like a weird, it doesn't look like a heart, mm-hmm. which makes sense. Why would it look like a heart? But it looks really weird. And then Hammond's like, we got reports of the sick now among the hundreds.
Time to let him die.
Yeah. The disease does not appear to be from here. We don't know what's going on, sir.
Yeah, he's just like, well, I think our work here is done. Let's just let them all die. Not our problem.
We should probably just send him back and call it the day.
Send him back, cross off this gate on the list, and we, when if anyone ever asks us about it, from the NID or anything, we just put our fingers in our ears and we go la 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 la.
But yeah, so we cut back to the pink wobbly.
Yeah, Jack is just sort of bullying them.
Jack is in, it feels like Jack has turned into the jock bullying the nerd out of nowhere.
He's like beating them up, giving them wedgies, shoving their heads down the toilets, and he's like, oi, oi, you fucking pussies, get out of your cave.
And while they're shouting at each other, the little dude shows up, is like, hee, and then just does the weirdest faint I've ever seen. Like, completely collapses backwards, but so slowly, and with such a little, like, noise.
Another guy die in front of him. Jack's response is to just run, is just to like ignore him and then just be like, yo, you're Daniel, what are you doing? Hey Daniel, are you recording a plant because you're gay?
But yeah, at this point they end up going back through the Stargate.
Not quite yet, the girl's fine.
Because why are they?
Like, they're tearing into each other. Like, Jack's being like, you're such a pussy, Daniel. You got no bitches.
You don't do anything,
You don't
Daniel.
Do anything. You talk about, like, cultures. We shouldn't kill people. You're always a little bitch, Daniel. You're always a little bitch, Daniel.
Daniel's
fuck
like,
you,
fuck
Jack.
You,
you're a
Jack,
dumb cunt.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And... but we already said fades.
Yeah, Tiao comes back and he's just like, look, I'm telling dad, I'm telling dad on both of you right now. Like, come on, let's go.
Get the fuck out of there, go home. And then
it's like, okay, we're going back. Tiao, watch this plant.
I think this plant's awesome. How? I have a feeling. What's the feeling? Look, it says it in the script.
Well, no. What happens is just like, Tiao's like, yeah, okay, sure.
I know, but like, the reason they're telling him to look at it is like...
So he's like, yeah, I've got nothing bad to do.
But yeah, once they walk through, they basically go...
and so they're fine.
The headache... I was having a headache. It's gone now. I feel fine. And then they're just sort of confused and immediately do, you know, rather than asking them any more questions that could solve the issue, the guy starts dying.
Yeah.
So Fraser has to run away.
Yeah.
And
this is just an episode of just cutting back and forth between the base.
And then we cut back to Teal'c, and a plant just happens to go next to him.
Oh, yeah, he does the one thing that Daniel, who's supposed to be, like, the guy that you would expect to figure out this shit, and being like, whoa, that's crazy, I wonder what's underneath these things.
He fucking checks for roots in a weird alien plant! And it's like, why would Daniel have not done this?
Yeah, it's like, damn, these plants have things under them!
It immediately knocks him out, though. It's like, yeah, fair enough.
tapped on that good shit that instantly knocks you out. I need some of this stuff.
Yeah. And then we cut back. And then we cut back to Daniel watching the video of the drone, and he immediately starts getting the headaches again. And it's
how
like,
does Daniel have the video?
I think they were recording the drone's footage was always being recorded. Also, they did recover.
Yeah, but isn't he recording with like a little probably camera though?
Is it the camera? He's watching his.
But like
his
that's still
sorry,
with
Daniel my brain just...
right now. And he doesn't come back with the camera and everything until after they.
Did he take a tape? Did he take a tape out of it? Well, I'm going to assume he replaced the tape. So Daniel's watching the tape, and he says, "I had a headache while I was watching his video." And then Carter goes, "Wait, you got a headache?"
I think you might have epilepsy.
She should say that. Instead, what she says is, "Oh my god, sonic frequencies and things can cause headaches." And I bet you, it's like, how did you come to this conclusion? Anyway, whatever. She takes it and she basically isolates, amplifies,
zoom
enhances
the audio.
Impossible.
Wow, that's crazy. Look at this. There's a funky looking wave fire. There's a fucking funky looking like audio wave in Audacity.
It literally is an Audacity video wave. But yeah, they're like, oh, well, you're getting better after you stop hearing it, but the alien's getting more sick. I wonder what happens.
Damn, what kind of sound does it make? Take a listen to it.
Yeah. Why?
Hey, that's going to confuse everybody that's going to confuse everybody because that episode is lost to time and never came out.
Right, after Frost has confused everyone, Teal'c walks through the Stargate looking like he's been on a 4-day bender and is just about to vomit everywhere. And basically everyone's like, I have never seen this man this like ill and sick.
He had just like 10 seconds before coming through that gate said these edibles ain't shit.
Yeah. But anyway, they ask him what's happening. He's like, Daniel, the plant you were looking at, I bothered to actually dig a little bit under it and immediately found the problem.
Yeah, these plants are fucked up.
Something's wrong with the plants.
Yeah, and then something is wrong with the plants. Something that's gone wrong with these plants, these weird sound plants. And something went wrong with them as soon as they arrived.
So, at this point, my immediate thought is, wait, this entire race
is being wiped out because a plant got slightly knocked?
What that means is, has there never been a wind? Has there never been someone who tripped near it? Has there never been, like, how have they survived?
One guy, like, trips and falls next to one of these mushrooms and then everyone is dead.
It makes no sense. But anyway, because the episode is nearly over, they find a way to just immediately figure out the correct audio wavelength they need and recreate it, which is, like,
don't worry
how?
About it.
How did you figure that out? And also, how did you make... They also make a fucking solar-powered, fucking permanently working noise machine to fix the issue they created.
Yeah, it's really weird as well, because, like, after they make it, they also, like, they're, like, the military, for some reason, like, contractually obligated to send a copy of this frequency to David Guetta to, like, mix into, like, one of his latest tracks.
Also, When they're explaining, when Carter's explaining how she knows what it is, she's like, oh yeah, they have a, I figured out they had a symbiotic relationship between the plants and them. And it's like, and they probably don't even realize it. Well, Carter, how did you realize it? No reason.
Oh, cool.
No, Carter, this is very important. How did you realize it? I talked to my plants. And that's where I went, oh, they just needed the reason for this.
Damn, story. This yeah, bitch okay. is crazy.
Because A, talking to your plants is fine. It wouldn't let you understand that the plant happens to emit an audio frequency that causes people to live
well,
or
you
die.
See, what they didn't actually have time to go into right now is that Carter is actually an expert in Lysenkoism.
Like, for a minute there, before she said the talk to the plants part, my thought was maybe it's a Gould memory left over, but no, it's dumber than that. I was like, I actually thought for a minute, oh, this could be, like, leading into, like, you know, that she's, like, starting to remember more of the... No.
No, we're just found a weird planet with some weird dudes on it. It doesn't matter.
No.
This episode is so pointless!
And the episode just ends on these disgusting CGI plants, just like a. And episode ends.
Hey, we're only like.
What the
I mean, we basically finished the episode now. We're only like 45 minutes in. You want to just talk about more about Metal Gear Solid to annoy Hope? She's still editing this.
Oh dear, bit of a shorter episode this week. Sometimes there's just not that much to talk about. But that's okay. If you want to hear all the bullshit about Metal Gear Solid, head over to our Patreon. Patreon.com/SGOPod. For just $3.50 a month, you get one bonus episode a month and the extended cuts of all our regular episodes. That's with the extra editing, more of the bits left in. You know, honestly, I would say it's worth it considering, like, some weeks you get, like, an extra hour long. Like, we've done 2 hour 30 episodes at times, and half of that was bits and stuff. Like, so we're not withholding stuff. We're just withholding some stuff. You know how it is. Anyway, this is only the second time you've heard me today, because they didn't do this episode with me, because I was, Dome, the likes of which you have never seen, and my girlfriend has, and I'm covered in bite marks, so you can guess what happened. I'll leave that to your imagination. Kitty, oh fuck, my Final Fantasy 14 cube popped, fuck, ow, storm, fuck, see you next week everyone, goodbye!